Shalom, my friends, from here in the Holy Land. And we have a few different New Years in Israel. We have in Judaism, we have Rosh Hashanah, which is the beginning of the Hebrew New Year. And one of the New Years that we have is also the New Year of the Trees, or as people call the birthday of the trees. This is called Tu Bishvat. And what it celebrates is that the trees are coming to renewal. Now, what happens on Tu Bishvat? It's amazing because it's on the Hebrew calendar, Tet Vav, in the month of Shvat, which is called Tu Bishvat. And what science has showed is that every single year, this is the exact date that the sap inside of the trees starts to rise. That during the winter, the sap is totally dormant and maybe it looks a little bit like the trees are dead or dying or not much is happening. They're not very much producing fruits or they're not producing leaves. And on this exact day, science has shown that it's the exact day that the sap begins to rise from the earth going up into the tree, which makes way for the delicious fruits that we enjoy from the trees and the abundance of color and goodness that all the trees give us. Now, in faith, we don't just celebrate something that doesn't connect to us. Every holiday connects to us in some way. Every holiday has a message of what God is trying to show us. And so on Tu Bishvat, I hear God sending us two very clear messages. One is don't forget the source. Don't forget where your food comes from, especially in these days where everything is so produced and so often we're so far removed from the process of picking fruit from a tree. We go into a grocery store and we buy food and everything is packaged and produced. That this is a holiday that God is saying, don't forget that I'm the one that makes this happen. Don't forget that I'm the creator of this delicious fruit that you're eating. Don't forget that I'm the one who decides if there's a drought or not, and if the fruit will come and be delicious or if it won't. And so the first thing that Tu Bishvat is telling us is reminding us every year to stop and say, the fruit doesn't come from the grocery store. The fruit comes from the tree. The fruit comes from the environment. The fruit comes from God. And we know that God's name actually in creation that he uses, God has many different names. And we know about that. The King of Kings, the Hashem, right? There are lots of different variations, Elohim. And so during creation, actually, in the story of Genesis, the word that it uses to describe God's name of creation is Elohim. And the word Elohim is actually the exact same numerical value in Hebrew as Teva, which means nature. And so it's showing us that God is really hidden in nature. We might call it nature, but it's God. That's one of God's attributes, nature. And on Tu Bishvat, we're able to connect to the God of nature. We're able to connect to the fruits that we eat and to remember God is our source. God is our provider. And so the second lesson that I think Tu Bishvat is teaching us is that what happens on Tu Bishvat, the birthday of the trees? It's not the day where suddenly the flowers burst out. It's not the day where the fruit suddenly is ready to be picked. It's not the day that we could smell the delicious scents of all the fruits blossoming on the trees. No, no, no. On Tu Bishvat, what's happening is internal. It's hidden. It's the sap that's rising up inside the tree that gives it the ability to make those delicious fruits. It's the starting of the process. And what God is telling us is that you never just see outcomes without doing the work inside first. First you do the work. First you do the introspection. First you do the prayer, and then God will bless us with the fruits. So often we have an idea, right? Oh, I'm gonna change my life. I'm gonna start working out every day. And then in reality, if you didn't internalize it, if you didn't meditate on it, if you didn't really make that full conscious decision, it doesn't last. Nothing lasts if you don't put consciousness in it. But when we let the sap inside move up, that we get to think about something and we get to meditate on it and we get to put intention into it, suddenly when we go out to take that action, that external action, wow, it sticks. It lasts. God blesses it. And so I see this all the time in parenting, for example. Sometimes I'll go to sleep at night and be like, I want to be a better mother. I want to be nicer tomorrow. I want to be more patient, right? And I don't really internalize it. I just have that thought. And so maybe it lasts for a minute or two, but it doesn't really last long term. Then there are other times that I look at myself and I say, Yael, you've been losing your patience a lot lately. Yael, your oldest daughter needs your attention more. Maybe you should start going out on walks with her every single night. And for the whole week, I internalize and think about, okay, if we're gonna start our walks, now's when we're gonna do it. And I don't even tell her. It's that sap inside that's building. That suddenly when I come out and say, listen, I realized you need more attention to my oldest daughter, and I want to be there for you. Let's start doing walks every single evening. Suddenly, it lasts. Suddenly, there are feet to that movement because it was internalized. And so on Tu Bishvat, what we want to do is, first of all, give thanks to our Creator, because we could plant all the seeds we want, but if God doesn't bless those seeds, it's not going to bloom. If God doesn't bless that tree, we're not going to have fruit. So we want to give thanks to our Creator in remembering that all the fruit that we have on our table, all of the fruit that we have in our house, all of the physical sustenance is only possible because of God, because of Elohim, the God of Teva, the God of nature, the God who not only created nature, but makes nature sustain us every single day. The God who recreates nature every single day, exactly for us. And so the first thing we're doing on Tu Bishvat is looking around and saying thank you to the God of sustenance, who keeps us here, who keeps us strong, who provides for us our every need. And the second thing we want to do is we want to learn a lesson from the sap in the trees that's starting to rise today on Tu Bishvat. And we want to say, what are the things that we want to internalize? What are the things that we want to use to make us really grow? What are the things that we could think about, form inside of our hearts, that we could pray about, that we could meditate on? And that ultimately, if we continue doing that work, God is going to bless it. And so I want to wish you a very happy Tu Bishvat.